Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
I want to revisit Ocean View today because the community is mobilizing against the men accused of killing Akil Davids. You'll recall this terrible story from last month of a 9-year-old boy caught in the crossfire between two alleged warring gangsters in the early hours of a Saturday morning. And at the time, my colleague Africa Milani spoke to Akil's aunt Mishka Davids, and I thought we'd start today's conversation just by replaying you a bit of that audio, which was so incredibly powerful, before we talk about what's happening today.
And everything went so quick. They opened fire through the back door, 7 shots. My brother's middle son was standing in the kitchen innocently, and the second bullet caught him in his head. The fourth bullet bounced off from the wall and scraped me lightly on my chest. It would have been through into my heart if the wall wasn't protecting me. And with everybody running around, my baby brother, who was also shot in the arm, he's being treated now at Victoria Hospital for fractured. His arm is fractured. And we didn't know that the guy that they were after was in the house with us, because we all ran into the back room to go lay down. And then my brother's son comes in and just falls over, reaching out for his father, and we not knowing there's a bullet in his forehead.
Scary stuff, and really just makes you feel what that community is facing on an ongoing basis. EWN's Sharmila Fisher is with us now. Sharmila, thanks for popping into the studio. That obviously was recorded on the day following the shooting incident, and since then, detectives have arrested two suspects who are due in court today. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, yes, I was working that Saturday when we got that story, and it was quite shocking because the grandmother, the victim's grandmother, was supposed to get married. We do know that this happened on the 9th of September. Now, on the 26th of September, police had indicated that two arrests were made in connection with Akil Davids' murder. What we do know, after the accused appeared in court, the two suspects appeared in court, only one suspect, a 20-year-old man, has been charged with his murder. The other suspect was arrested in connection with a separate murder case. We do know that the 20-year-old accused is expected back in the Simonstown Magistrates Court today. I have been in contact with the family, and they saying they have not attended court proceedings today, and they too are waiting for the outcome of what happened in court today. During the first appearance, the accused did indicate that he wanted to apply for bail. The state, however, said that they will obviously be opposing this, and the family has since started a petition that has been circulated in the Ocean View community to try to get as much signatures as possible to prevent the accused from being released on bail. It's also interesting to mention that the police have indicated that they are searching for the accused's accomplices.
Sharmila, what do we know? I mean, we know these men, and this one suspect in this murder particularly is in his 20s. I believe he was taken into custody in Manenberg, which is a very long way away from Ocean View. Have police said anything about that? Was he believed to be hiding out there? Had he fled the community?
At this point, we don't actually know. The only thing that has been communicated in court by the state is the fact that he has a long rap sheet of crimes that he's alleged to have committed. At the time of this incident, he was out on bail in connection with another murder. And he was supposed to be due back in the Wynberg Magistrates Court in November sometime. And also, he had previous drug charges that he faced. So he has a history of crimes, of court cases pending against him. But other than that, the police have not really communicated who they're looking out for, why he was arrested in Manenberg, whether or not he lived in Manenberg, whether or not he was from Ocean View and only hiding in Manenberg. So those details are unclear at this stage.
Okay, no doubt more information will become available with the following court appearance. You said you've been in touch with the family. How's the family doing from an emotional point of view?
I spoke to his grandmother, Shanaz, and she said, obviously, it's still surreal. She says, we still don't know how to really deal with the fact that he's not here anymore. And that's why we have not been attending court appearances, because we don't want it to become real, if that makes sense, because they don't know how to deal with it. She was supposed to get married married on that day. And I did ask her whether or not she did indeed get married. She said she has since gotten married. But that day, will, for what was supposed to have been a happy occasion, will forever now be tainted with the fact that she lost a grandchild in such a gruesome manner on that day. The family is saying they just want justice at this point. While this won't bring him back, they just want the perpetrators to be dealt with properly.
Let's hope they get justice. Sharmila Fisher of the Eyewitness News team, thanks so much for popping into studio.